This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. Pope Francis called Sunday for global solidarity in fighting the coronavirus pandemic, urging relaxed international relations, debt relief for poor nations, and ceasefires in all conflicts. He also condemned arms dealers. And as the pontiff warned the European Union that it risked collapse if it did not agree on how to help the region recover, the Pope's Easter message was by far his most political since his election in 2013. It was delivered from an empty St. Peter's Basilica instead of to the usual massive crowds in the square outside. Francis expressed grave concern for the future of Europe, saying it was vital that rivalries that existed before World War II do not regain force due to the pandemic. European Union nations are divided over how to help the continent's economy recover, with Italy and other Eurozone members wanting to issue Euro bonds backed by all. Germany, the Netherlands, and other countries oppose it. Meanwhile, renowned Italian tenor Andrea Bocelli gave a Music for Hope solo performance Sunday at the Duomo in Milan, Italy. Bocelli wrote on Instagram, "History teaches us that after this is all over, will come a spring brighter than any we remember. Then we will have an unmissable opportunity to start fresh with a new system of values." The performance was streamed live globally. He sang such classics as Ave Maria, accompanied by the cathedral's organist on one of the world's largest pipe organs. All this comes amid the against the somber backdrop of a world plagued by an ever-growing number of confirmed coronavirus infections. Globally, that number has surged to more than 1.8 million, with more than 113,000 people dead. The U.S. has recorded more than 20,000 deaths from coronavirus, overtaking Italy for the highest death toll in the world. More than 19,000 died in Italy. This is VOA News.